This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning company. They were on the show back in November of 2018. We're talking no other than Applied Biosciences Corp. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol APPB. And with us today is the treasurer and secretary of the company, J.J. Souther. J.J., welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be on the show today.
You guys are a diverse company focused on multiple areas of the medical, bioceutical, and pet health industry with a CBD influence on that space. That being said, what have you guys been up to lately?
In 2018, we put most of our focus on developing the line Remedy with an I, CBD, which has also got an aspect to it called Remedy Plus. We focused on developing that CBD line for people, and it's basically a brand that you can rely on in all sorts of ways. It covers just about every way you can develop a CBD product, especially recently we just launched the spa product line that is for using CBD in your bath products and massage oil and different things like that. We also just recently put together a nano product line that is a little mini beverage shots, and those just launched on the website. They're really and revolutionary product when it comes to CBD. It's got all natural additives along with the nano CBD in a natural base, and there's a relax and a boost and an essential vitamin style. That this is a 5-hour energy style shot that we will be bringing to the market throughout the beginning of this year and the rest of next quarter. These were products that we've been developing over the last few months that we're really excited about. And these are on remedyshop.com. This is a website that we've developed under Applied Biosciences. And we also put together herbalpet.com, which is a really exclusive line of tinctures and chews that were developed for dogs, that the base to these chews is a human-grade chicken, and there's a calming and a mobility version. We put together those over a 9-month R&D with the manufacturer of those treats, and I have to say they're a dog treat that I have yet to see on the CBD market in this type of quality. So we've really put our effort into making CBD products and product lines that people can rely on and people can switch around if they want to change from a tincture or a gummy or a vape pen or a topical lotion. We have multiple different choices and options, and the Remedy Plus option offers CBD along with other natural healing agents like magnesium and other aromatherapy things and the essential oils that are in the vape pens. So these products I think people really enjoy, and we're getting more and more traction and more distribution efforts, and you should see those efforts really expand over 2019, because we put in our effort in 2018 to lay the groundwork. The credit card processing and the banking and all that sort of stuff is now in place.
In the third quarter, you guys did only $48,000 in revenue. In the fourth quarter, you guys did over $400,000, which you guys were up about 818% over quarter. I don't know what your projections are, or if they're even out for the first quarter of 2019, but my question to you is, how did we get there? What was the biggest selling product? And did all those revenues come from the domestic side?
Yes, everything is domestic that we work with right now. When it comes to CBD and hemp and developing our products, it's all USA made and domestically grown. That has a lot to do with why our last quarter was so big. It's harvest season, and we work closely with the farms, and we were able to work with the selling of the raw hemp to laboratories for extraction. We work exclusively with one farm that is now also going to be our exclusive farm to help them and resell their product again this coming season. So the retail product lines and the retail sales definitely are doubling each quarter. The way that everything is working out each season is also going to affect the sales at the end of the year each year. So it's not that the hemp won't. So the way that we're going to be working it, hopefully going forward, will be even bigger and even better as each hemp season rolls forward. We may even be looking into to the seed development and things that are a little bit more year-round.
And what are the goals for 2019?
So our goals for 2019 would be kind of what I was just speaking about. We're going to continue to develop our CBD brands. We also just signed a deal with Shannon Briggs to launch a product line in unison with him and develop a product line to for athletes focused on topical lotions, all THC-free, some capsules and tinctures for oil CBD. And then he came to us after he saw our Remedy line, and he really was impressed with what we did with Remedy. And we're really impressed with him as a partner in the situation, and we're really close to getting those products to market. I would say within the next 60 days, you'll see the Champ Organics line launched, and that's a brand that Shannon has trademarked himself, and we're going to be the ones putting together the CBD line. So those sorts of things are going to continue to build Applied Biosciences into a company in the CBD space that really is powerful. We also work with Truth Analytics in Washington. We closed a deal on buying in 51% of the company of Trace Analytics. So that will be revenue showing on our first quarter finally this season, this year of 2019. So that's a whole other aspect of Applied Bio, is that we do focus on hemp and CBD, but we're trying to reach out in different ways in the cannabis industry in general. So we have Trace Analytics in the biotech side of our business, where we're trying to even expand further, maybe in other states or within Washington State, with Trace Analytics to be even a more powerful laboratory up there. So we're looking forward to expanding that way too.
My guest today is J.J. Southern. He's the Treasurer Secretary of Applied Biosciences Corp. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol APPB. In closing here, J.J., is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to illustrate to your investors and my listeners?
No, I think that we really touched on a lot of good things. Just keep an eye on remedyshop.com and Herbal Pet. We're always adding new things, and the spa line is going to be launching, like I said, within the next few days. So those are probably our most exciting things on deck right now. I appreciate being on the show. It's pretty exciting. Actually, the first podcast I've ever done.
Well, you did a great job. I appreciate you coming on the show. You're always welcome to come on anytime you want. I'm sure that we would like to hear more about your company and how it's growing, especially when you increased revenues in the fourth quarter over 800%. And hopefully you'll come back on in 40 or 50 days.
Yeah, exactly. We're excited. Thank you very much for having us.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.